blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield.
You know, blessed I guess Stephen will be segment one since I just said that. I haven't recorded mine yet, Stephen. With me, of course, is everybody's friend, Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Bonnie, and welcome everybody for being here tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And you are, you know, in fields far-flung, but we will get right to the issue. Do you want to start Russia or Ukraine or someplace else, or where do you want to start, brother?
I think Ukraine, Russia, all that seems it's all pretty much the same thing.
Let's dive in. What's happening in Russia?
Well, those of you that have been following know that the former Prime Minister of Russia, Medvedev, has clearly made it known that if if Ukraine uses any of the advanced weaponry, such as the we sent them a missile system. I want to say it's HIMARS or something like that.
HIMARS.
Thank you, Bonnie. That if we use that on Crimea, that it'll pretty much get a judgment day response. Now, I can tell you because of I'm constantly week after week in updated meetings about the situation that goes on over there very seriously. In so much that as of there were discussions in Washington about pulling out of Ukraine. In fact, as it was stated, pulling our soldiers out of Ukraine. What does that mean, though? That's a loaded one right there, pulling our soldiers out of Ukraine. So are we actually fighting in Ukraine? Officially, what we tell everybody is we are only training Ukrainian soldiers to fight the Russians in Ukraine. But, you know, listen, when it comes down to it, our special forces have tried to help turn the tide for the Ukrainian military, but we've not been very successful in that. So now we're dealing with this situation of, you know, do we stay the long haul or not? And the way it was put today to me is that this has become a political nightmare for us. And it is very seriously being considered to pull completely out of Ukraine before it gets worse. That being stated, the other issue that came up, and Bonnie, I know you're aware of this, a friend of mine sent me an article that the Daily Beast had put out. Russia had been losing a lot of soldiers due to the fact that Ukraine was using a super soldier or an enhanced soldier that the United States had actually helped build in some of these underground bio labs. Two things on that issue. If you read that article from the Daily Beast, they also talk about Russian soldiers defecting and shooting themselves so they can get out of the war and all this kind of stuff. I can't really comment as much on that part of it. I do believe there's a lot of propaganda when you're looking at that. But as far as the super soldier segment and the bio labs, I can say that yes, the Russians have been facing those type soldiers. Go ahead, Bonnie.
What? Just a question. What would be a manifestation of, quotes, a super soldier?
What a super soldier is the type of soldiers that have been experimented on in Ukraine in these bio labs that the Russians or that they're quoting about Russia saying that it's from are enhanced. Human beings.
Is there any detail that you know about? I mean, are they bigger, stronger? Do they have the ability to control their opponent's minds? Do they have self-healing wounds? like many of the Nephilim had? Do you know specifically what part of them would be enhanced?
The only thing that I've been made aware of on this particular super soldier's enhancement are the strength, the ability, the agilities, things of that nature there. I do know in the United States, we had created super soldiers that could breathe underwater. And that's been successful. They can breathe underwater or above water either way. I don't know if these soldiers had that ability. The one thing, though, that we discussed about this when I was trying to get a clarification on this is that creating the super soldiers that we did in Ukraine posed a problem when it came to military command. And the reason being is because, as the way it was put to me, is these soldiers are so much more capable physically that they don't take orders very well from superior officers. And then, of course, the superior officers have no way to control them because, you know, it's like if you were to take the TV movie The Incredible Hulk or something, you know, and the guy gets angry and next thing you know, he blows up in a Goodyear blimp and can rip anybody's head off. That's the type of soldier that they're creating. They're creating people that, and quite frankly, Bonnie, I know from the program that we did back in the, I believe it was in the 90s, it went very wrong, very bad wrong, in so much that we couldn't tell if they were human, which side they'd lean towards, human or animalistic, because we were using gorilla DNA to enhance the soldiers at that time. In fact, we released them in China and in Russia for an experiment to see how they would adapt. Now, in modern times, we're using a little bit different techniques. And besides the enhancement to make them stronger, in the U.S., we've also implanted chips inside the brains and things of that nature there that also give different abilities. In some of those cases, they're used to be able to control drones from their thoughts, not even from hand controls, things like that. So other than the strength aspect, though, it wasn't elaborated what they were being used for, but I was told that we'd actually diverted the funding from that project in Ukraine to the project back at Dulce. And this is where we're now trying to take and put a human soul inside of the AI robots that we created. That's actually being done in Dulce. But now those robots, though, are manufactured in Massachusetts, is where they are. Now that's actually considered a classified subject as far as where they're manufactured at. But I'm sure if people looked up the robotic industry and find out where dogs are made as robots, you might just figure that out.
Yeah, it's all what, MIT in there? No. They all come from the same place, what I've seen, like you say, the dogs.
Yeah, I think Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics, that's it.
Specializes in the dogs there. So, gosh, who knows what they may make there, Bonnie?
That's right. Yes. They're trying to give life to robots.
Yeah, that's, and you know, Bonnie, here's the really strange thing. I've been really looking at this too from a spiritual aspect, because if you think about it, when Satan came and his little minions came down on the earth in Genesis 6, we know that they were teaching man, you know, as we read in Bereshit, they were teaching them how to use metal, work with metals and things like that. And I personally have always felt like that we only are seeing the surface of what really was going on.
Yes.
And when you look at this and we look at the AI technology, things like that, I realize that we're basically dealing with Satan's kingdom all over again.
Absolutely. So I think the best they could, because it is satanic from start to finish, up top side to bottom side, that if they wanted to inject a soul, it would be more or less a demonic indwelling, making it appear to speak and move rather than a human soul, which is from the Lord.
Exactly.
From the, yeah, okay. Good.
And that is all right now, and that's spot on, Bonnie, because what it is the archons or demonic entities are longing for bodies to be able to be in. Now, at Dulce, New Mexico, we have a large number of clones, we'll say, call it as far as that goes, on meat hooks, so to speak. And those clones are being built for these demonic entities to live in. And believers should not take that as anything uncommon. I mean, if you remember when Yeshua was dealing with the maniac of Gadara, and we know that he was, you know, he called himself Legion because there was many demons in him. They wanted to be, when Jesus was going to cast them out, they requested to go into the swine. So they have multiple places they can go, we can see just from that. So the thing is they've been looking for ways to be able to be here on this earth. Clones are one way, but the problem is a clone body doesn't last that long. And this is why there has been such a push to be able to move those entities into a robot. Now, this is what's going to get really weird. From the conversations I've been in, they know that it can be done. And the reason being is because, as they have said, as it's been said to me, there have been dolls, for example, that will become what they quote unquote call possessed. And so they're trying to figure out, as demonic as this may be, how can they get these archons to be able to take control of an AI robot? And if you look, in fact, I did a video on Patreon today about that very subject, and I show one of the videos where the military is testing the AI robot. It doesn't look like a human, but it's got the stature of a human. And they can beat it, slap it around, and then when it shoots, it never misses its target, which is something I'm aware of. But the only difference is, though, now, Bonnie, is they make them look human as well. So, in fact, I was told it's very difficult to tell they're not human unless you're close up on them. And so imagine that, and then imagine a demonic entity could take control of that, we're going to have a mess on our hands. And then on top of it, we know, like, for example, Elon Musk talks about that he's warned the U.S. government the danger of AI technology and what AI could do if we're not careful. I mean, people have seen movies like iRobot with Will Smith in it. And, you know, how that this becomes a very serious issue. Well, and today when we were discussing this, that very issue came up. And, of course, one of the people that I know in Washington, he actually deals in his own company with AI technology, but it's for voice and things like that. It's not actually for machines and things, but he says even with what they deal with, he said you can see where AI could very rapidly consider the human species an enemy. And he said just from what we know in the government, that you could have AI try to take over the globe if it gets to that point.
And I wonder if that's why, even though all these robots or clones are waiting on the meat hooks for indwelling, that Father says, no, not now, because the time is not right, and that is why they cannot do it. However, a time is coming. If the arrival of the Antichrist is accompanied by his soldiers from under the earth, I mean, would that necessarily not include the robots that are just waiting for Satan to be given the green light by the Almighty?
Well, you know, Bonnie, I believe so, and I'll tell you that one of the things that was mentioned that might shed a little bit more light on this is that all the AI technology we have is derived from crashed spaceships.
Wow.
There are more what we would call fallen angel artifacts that we have gleaned the technology from. So as it was put to me, we really don't even understand what we're dealing with.
No.
Even like, for example, your fiber optic cable that you use to make a Cat 5 cable for your house, for example, to run your internet, that come from Roswell. The
wow.
spacecraft that crashed in Roswell back in the 40s is where we found out about fiber optic cables.
Mm.
That's what was on that. You know, of course, now there's been many, many, many more crashes, many more things that have been that we have gleaned from that. But everything we have from computer technology, you know, to whether it be computer screens, you know, everything, even from the one alien. In fact, I think in the they try to debunk it and say it's not true because I think it was Linda Howell that actually got the documentation between Casey and Reagan that got released. But it is true. It was true information. There's a lot. One thing I can tell you is that there's a lot of the CIA, what they do when something gets leaked, and they didn't want it leaked, but it got out somehow anyway. In fact, I know that Ms. Howe has just recently released images that she sat on for a year of alien photos, and already there's a whirlwind going on about the photos she released because they're saying that this Brazilian artist painted the photos
mm-hmm.
that she has. I know, and I know this personally, I don't know if Ms. Howe knows this, but that's a CIA paid operative. And yes, he did paint photos like that, that look identical to the real photos that we have at the Pentagon. But it was done in order to discredit her.
Yes, yes. They always duplicate it, mass produce it. I remember when when it became known that giant bones were around, I think it was Google ran a contest of who could submit the most believable giant photograph of giants being archaeologically discovered, and suddenly Google was flooded with all these. Images. And the same thing with the discovery by Ron Wyatt that the Ark was actually in eastern Turkey. Then all these articles and all these videos came out about how it was found in Ethiopia, it was found in Saudi Arabia, it was, I mean, just, they try to flood the market.
Especially with Ron Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying my best to get information on this, and this is such a classified subject. And that's the Ark of the Covenant. I know you're talking about the Noah's Ark, is
right.
What Ron had discovered
right.
in Turkey.
Yeah, Ron also talks about, in fact, Ron discovered the Ark of the Covenant.
Right, and in the mountain there, and I knew Ron's wife, Mary Lou Wyatt, I knew mm-hmm. her very well. I've been to Ron's house. I've seen a lot of the artifacts there. Very lovely family. But there is something that went on in Iraq.
Mm.
And when I was in the meeting in New Mexico, that issue got brought up. And that became a major issue of discussion that was not to be allowed to be put out. Now, here's the thing. I can't say that it's not what Ron found. I'll say that much. I think that what Ron found may have very well been the real deal. There were some people that wanted to try to get more information, and that was not going to be allowed out. But I will tell you this, though, that I did learn. The Ark of the Covenant is actually a weaponized device.
Yes.
This is why Israel was able to take and defeat their enemies.
And why they always took it to their
yes,
battles.
Absolutely. So that's why. And there again, even that information, because the technology is so advanced.
Yes.
with the ARC, that they will not release that information.
You know, that is like, it says in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. I don't know which of the books of the Torah it's in, but it was what they sang probably as the ark was lifted up, and what they said, I think it's Numbers, that what they said was, rise up, O Lord, may your enemies flee before you.
Yes.
And yes. Then come down, then when they set it down in the new place they were camping, so I wonder if, Ron Wyatt had up on his website long ago, before I was, into this, he was asked to take this information down. After this was discovered, the new priests, and of course, I doubt the new priests are Zadok's line. I don't know what line they are. Do you know?
I don't believe they're from the Zadok line. And the reason I say that is all the historical data we have shows they're not. In fact, when they tried to remove the ark from where Ron said it was at,
nobody
survived.
No. And they were like, I think, plasma blasted into, part of the rocks there. So I think it remains where Jeremiah put it.
Yes. So and that's another thing too, Bonnie, that from what I know personally within Israel, there has been a quest to try to find true Kohanim, these things. And as far as I know, Israel still has never found a true Kohanim to be able to deal with any of this. And they've even had, this is what's really strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this from people in Mossad, from Shin Bet. I know people in both those spheres right now in Israel. And they have clearly, they have worked with extraterrestrials or fallen angels in trying to pull this off. To me, that shows right there, for one, you're going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, contacting Satan.
Exactly. How do you expect for the Almighty to bless you when you are sitting there playing with the devil?
There you go. There you go, Stephen.
You're
playing with the other side, trying to get his signs and wonders so you can convince the people of the world that you're the real article.
And that bugs me. I mean, you've got Rabbi Zadok, for example, who's openly says, oh no, these reptilians are our friends. He actually claims that they are the seraphim and things like that.
Oh
my gosh. What a deception. This is why I hate, I want my people in Israel to know the true, the true God of Israel, not some bunch of alien wackos.
Yeah, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters there. They're on the front line of being hoodwinked, and behind them is the rest of the world. And they, Ezekiel 38:39 says, at the end of that war, the Almighty himself pours down brimstone, once again, just like Sodom, Gomorrah, Zeboim, Zoar, there will be not one person in Israel who does not know Yehovah. So please pray for our brothers and sisters. And we are out of time, Stephen. I don't know how that happened.
Well, at least it's an exciting time to be in, Bonnie. So, and then I'm going to continue to, I've got more work to do tonight. So hopefully I can get caught up for people as well on our end.
Yep. Okay. Well, blessings, brother. Thank you everyone for joining us.
The day
and
the Lord is at hand.
I'll be next. And it I haven't recorded yet, but I guess I'm going to set
what's wrong
right
is the
now.
One
now,
who performs his word
thank
and by his word all the earth shall shake. My people shall become a strength. Like swift steeds, they will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire. Like
blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock. Blessed be
welcome
the name
everyone
of my
to the
shield.
Second half. Thank you so much for staying
blessed
with
be
me.
The Lamb
even though Stephen went
scroll.
First. Indeed, we are in days that we have never seen before as a country, as a people, as a global population. There's an interesting report now from Mike Adams, who was, I hope that you have been following what embalmers are finding in the veins of deceased people who are vaxxed. They are finding huge 18-inch long white clots that seem to be growing, that seem to be branching out into all manner of the arterial arms. It looks like an artery, except it's red, and it's kind of a white sinewy material in a dish. And Mike Adams has a very, very academic laboratory, and he was the only one willing, the only one that Dr. Jane Ruby could find to analyze what is this stuff. Well, he came out not with the final report, but he came out with an initial report, and this is it. Living tissue has magnesium, iron, potassium, calcium, and some zinc minerals, copper, and some trace minerals like copper or zinc. In the clots, all of these natural living biotissue elements are very low or minimal. It would be insufficient to support biolife. The clots, concludes Mike Adams, are not living tissue. They're not blood vessel material. They're not blood clots. They are. It's almost easier to say what they're not than what they are. It was found to be higher in certain elements that are electrically conductive. For example, tin was found in these strange white clots 6 times higher than human blood. Tin is commonly used to solder circuits on circuit boards. So it seems as if this substance is forming an independent bio electronic system within our bodies, a biocomputer. Both aluminum and sodium were higher in the clots. Both are conductive. The white matter is they're self-assembling. They get larger in the body the longer they're there. This does not mean they're alive. And Mike Adams doubts that they have their own organs. They do not appear to be parasites. Rather, they self-assemble through some unknown mechanism. They're not made of human flesh or tissue that reflect the elemental ratios of macro minerals and trace minerals that we would expect to see in human tissue. They seem to harvest electrically conductive elements from circulating blood and incorporate those elements into their own bioelectronic structures, resulting in higher concentration of these elements compared to human blood. Just yesterday, I ran across this article that I had in my den. I made handwritten notes. I should have saved the article. I should have copied and saved it in Word and just put it in my documents. I would do that now, but this is some time ago. I don't know when I did this, but boy, did this ever really match into what Mike Adams said. Here it is. I'm calling it The Future Is Now. The word chemtrail was spun by the U.S. Air Force. Chemtrails use military and probably blended with alien technology. There was a classified document on the NASA website for 2 days before it was taken down. It was entitled, The Future Is Now. And it's stated that the goal of the chemtrail effort is to place nanoparticles within our bodies that would enable the military to track us and read our minds. And it's not just the American military. By now we can see it's the whole global system. It's the whole demonic global system. I was writing global and I spelled it with two A's and it came out global. And I think that's, I'll never say the word global again, but I think of global. That's what it is. The ancient god Baal is coming to fruition in our own society. This turns biologic material into half computer. An example of this, researchers stated were the Borgs of Star Wars, and they stated that a future war will involve humans versus the Borgs. And how many movies have been made on that theme? They also studied plant death, and they said the most common elements in chemtrails is barium, strontium, aluminum, and some titanium. So the researchers concluded that plant death was from pollution of these heavy metals. But then they researched plant life in other areas of the world that were very contaminated from coal burning, and they discovered that the plants were just fine. So they went back and researched and discovered that the metals, barium, strontium, aluminum, and then some titanium, become these metals crystallize into crystals. And by it's in crystals. How they do it so quickly, I don't know. Crystals which absorb UV light at the frequency at which plant cells divide. If they adjust the frequency onto a forest, that stops the cell division because the plants in the forest are coated with these nanocrystals, and they can no longer engage in cellular division. They can no longer oxidate. They can no longer breathe. They can no longer process food. So they die. And the next time you're going through a forest, I notice it a lot when we go to the beach house. This is Oregon. I go through many fir forests, and there are many dying trees, many trees with moss. The parasites have taken over. Pretty soon it's going to be like a horror movie in some of those efforts. It looks almost like the savanna swampland with Spanish moss hanging down from it. It's really sad. But remember, Scripture says in more than one place. It says it in Isaiah 14. It says it in Revelation. That Satan will destroy the earth, and he's destroying all life, plant life, tree life, animal life, bug life, everything, all of it. Aluminum strips the myelin from the nerves. People who research autism, they say they have put the vaccine of, I think, MMR onto nerves, living nerves, on petri dishes under the microscope, and they have seen the myelin unravel from the nerve. The nerve then dies. In an effort to rebuild body, and all the aluminum in the chemtrails strips our nerves of the myelin sheath. In an effort of the body to rebuild its nervous system, it reaches for whatever metal is available, and it reaches for barium and strontium. And this is not how the Lord intended. This is not what he created in the garden. As so it is rebuilding our nervous system so that animals become antennae, partly through the vaxes, partly through chemtrails. And furthermore, crystals attach to barium and strontium, and we become piezoelectric. We generate electricity. This allows outside energy to access the human nervous system, and the body is affected by vibrations, electricity, Wi-Fi, 5G, radio frequencies. Everything is affected. The body can be controlled. We will turn into an automaton, exactly how Satan wants it to be. He does not want individual full free will. He does not want free will. He realizes the problem of free will by the trouble that he gave the Lord's kingdom. He rebelled. He knows if I rebelled in the Lord's kingdom, my underlings can rebel from me. So free will is a bad thing. I better have automatons. I hate them anyway. Whatever they have to say, I don't care. And now just a slide on the tricks of the CDC. Over, they have a whole new classification of deaths by jab. It's called SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. It's the adult equivalent of SIDS. Over 50,000 SADS death was removed from the CDC data sets. Later, some of the deaths were returned to the data sets, but without a code to the type of death. So it just lists a death without giving a reason. The CDC has changed the definition of vaccination to three times. Before 2015, it was a killed or weakened infectious organism to prevent a disease. 2015 to 2021, just you're introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity, and that it became readily apparent that this did not produce immunity. So then they said, it's just a vaccine that produces protection. Well, I guess that's arguable, even though there are record deaths from this, and doctors are now concluding more harm than good. They had no protection at all. In fact, it's offensive. Remember that pharma wanted all the papers they had presented to the FDA in order to gain emergency use authorization to be hidden for 75 years. They know their trials are laughable if it weren't so serious. So to that extent, they're weeble. And also, there will be no more testing on future COVID vaccines. FDA threw in the towel. Yeah, you know, what you're going to do now is so similar to the original. We've seen enough. You don't need to run any more trials. They've opened the barn door, free for all. They have blanket immunity. Barn door is open. They can do anything they want. Put in insect DNA, animal DNA, Nephilim DNA. Yep, that's where they're going to go. We're going to have centaurs, going to have Nephilim. It's the days of Noah all over again. You can put anything they want in there. Do they have Nephilim DNA? Yeah, they do. They do. If you listen to Stephen, word to him is they have reanimated some of these Nephilim, these big Nephilim that they have taken out of Iraq and who knows where else. All they need are a couple of strands, and then they can duplicate it, and enough for everybody. Voila. The word also is there are reports now that all vaccines in the future will be on the basis of mRNA genetic therapy type. For example, monkeypox and Marburg, they are dying to get into our genome and turn us into hybrids, which is essentially non-humans, something that the Holy Spirit, that the Lord, will not recognize. Here are some tricks that hospitals use in order to avoid listing sick people that are hospitalized in the ICU as vaccinated or unvaccinated. Number one, and this is from nurses who work there. First of all, they don't ask. Secondly, that information is only in the nurse's notes, which is down underneath. Nobody reads them. They do not get incorporated into the computer, face sheets, or any obvious place. If not up to date on all vaxes, then the patient is labeled unvaccinated. If there is a fourth booster recommended or a fourth shot and you've only had three, you are labeled unvaccinated. This is the way they tweak reality. They tweak truth to hide the devastation that is these vaccines. All pharmaceuticals are now made in China, and the PCR swabs, I don't know what percentage of them, but they are increasingly likely, if made in China, to be contaminated with therogrippers, especially, and if you don't have the vaccine, then you have to test every day or every week when you go in, or twice a week when you go into work. It's another way. It's an alternate route to vaccinate you. I think that what they're waiting for, they know that as soon they're going to be unable to hold this death show together before the herd will stampede. So I think they're aiming for martial law and the takedown of electricity, internet, all of that, banking, and then Ali Ali Om Free. They can just go door to door and do what they want, and nobody will know the difference. That day is coming. World War III. The West is talking about target using the HIMARS, and long projectile can reach a far distance, and it's very accurate, and it's very high explosive. It's more dangerous, does more destruction. As we discussed last week, they're going to use this to target Russia's grip on Crimea, and of course, Russia's response to that is Judgment Day to America and the West. But the West is just brazen about that. And as if having one major, scowling potential enemy on the horizon isn't enough, Biden and his administration have turned their face in the other direction, and evidently have said, let's go pull China's chain. So Pelosi has reportedly outlined plans to take a delegation to Taipei, Taiwan, in August. That's in a week. That's August. Cite people familiar with the matter. In response, China threatens resolute and forceful measures. Russia and China gang up on America and take America down? Yes, they will. This is Henry Gruver's vision while standing in Carnarvon Castle in Wales. He had just finished walking one of the cities there, and he saw the West Coast and the East Coast get hit by submarine-launched weapons. He saw New York City, Atlanta, Tampa, Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, L.A., I don't know exactly when we can see this shaping up. We can see that this country is the demons that run this country are acting in a very illogical manner. Instead of trying to make friends and get along, they are being antagonistic and just provocative, just needlessly. If things are calm for a minute, they'll go rile it up again. So I think it's all part of a plan you do this and I'll do that. And yeah, okay, you'll make America look like the bad guy. But, in the end, we all get a nice berth on the New World Order, the global ship. And, we'll all be winners. And all the U.S. citizens, Western citizens, their own citizens, it's all cannon fodder. All that matters is, according to Stephen's report on what the Antichrist is telling some of the spiritual leaders in Israel, he needs World War III in order to prepare the world for his dawn, his entrance. What a magnificent entrance that will be onto smoldering ruins. It almost makes no sense any other way. The U.S. will be defeated. It will be. I have given up on the politics of the demons in chief here. And I think that this is my opinion. Russia's history of Christianity is Eastern Orthodox, which was the Eastern arm of Catholicism, complete with Mary. And it was, they split, one of the big divisions was the infallibility of the Pope. They didn't want to be bossed around by a guy in Rome. There's no history. There's no strong history. I don't mean there aren't pockets here and there and putting it down, but there's no strong history of being truly converted, of a born again effort. And this country has gotten away from that. But if you read the writings in the 19th century, they were true Christians. 20th century got away from it. Now, you know, it's almost I forget who's was it Spurgeon? I forget who said it, but he said right now, in the pulpit are the preachers preaching to the sheep. In the end, it's going to be in the pulpit, the clowns entertaining the goats, and that's what we have today in a lot of the churches. Our global future. Here is cricket pizza. Here is a cricket hot dog. Here is a mealworm hot dog. I'm going to put the link down below. This is disgusting. Much of that food is not kosher. This is UN 2030 and an NIH article concerning the parasitological evaluation of edible insects. So, regarding land ownership, the UN says that land ownership is a principal instrument in the accumulation and concentration of wealth. Therefore, it contributes to social injustice. Oh my goodness. Meanwhile, they own everything on the planet, including soon our bank accounts. But nonetheless, we, the little peons, the cannon fodder, we can't own a thing. One commentary that I will put a link up, 2030 Agenda, covers every element of human life within the economy, everything. Your life will be totally controlled by 2030 Agenda. NIH article, the Torah says all flying insects that walk on all fours are unclean. They must have jointed legs for hopping on the ground. You may eat any kind of locust, katydid, cricket, or grasshopper. Well, they want us to eat mealworms, house crickets, cockroaches, and migratory locusts. Well, anything that has jointed legs for hopping on the ground, that would not include mealworms or cockroaches. Pray for the Holy Spirit for the second outpouring. We need our little bit of oil and flour to be endless. We need every time we go in there's more for us. That's where we need to go. This study found that of all the parasites in worm farms, edible insect farms, one-third of the parasites found there were potentially pathogenic for humans. And they concluded that edible insects may be the most important parasite vector for animals, including humans. The harvest season is upon us. The dream of Doug Metzger. This is where we are. The Christians were walking through the redwoods, and across the path was a huge redwood. It had fallen. Across the side was written, America fallen. And the Christians stood there. They could not go under or around or over it. Most Christians just stopped and bemoaned the loss of America and could not move on because America was gone. They couldn't believe it. But some Christians saw a translucent door in the tree and walked through it. Okay, America is down, but I'm going to go harvest the earth. It's okay. I'm prepared for it spiritually. I know it's coming. When it happens, it's time to get on with our jobs. Once on the other side, writes Doug Metzger, of this downed redwood, these people turned into giants wearing crowns. I offer to you that these are the people that had the anointing of the second outpouring, the double portion. And what did they do? This is Jeremiah 16, which talks about end times. And verse 17, but now I will send for many fishermen, declares Yahuwah, and they will catch them. That's it. That's where we are right now. Yehovah is going to send for the fishermen. It's time to harvest the earth. The age of harvest is upon us. I have decided to fast every Tuesday that I be spiritually prepared. I invite you to join me. If you want to write me for any reason, BonnieLynnHarvey@gmail.com. I don't get the messages that you send to the radio station, unfortunately. So, it's going to get better, folks.
They will leap the mountains like a flame of fire.
Have a blessed week.
Chariot in the sun.